Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week your story is... The Farmer and the Boggart. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from rural England. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part three, and there's more to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. The boggart's hair turned a fiery red all down its body. It could have eaten worms without Farmer Rob's help. The boggart whirled around to face Farmer Rob and screeched, "You tricked me!" Farmer Rob looked confused. After all, they'd made a deal.
"But you took the good half," the boggart screamed. "I think I'll be eating you for dinner tonight."
Farmer Rob held up his hands and pointed out that the boggart had learned a valuable lesson. If you're reaping a harvest, you should always make sure you get the good half.
"What use is the lesson if I don't have any food?" the boggart cried.
Farmer Rob pulled another packet of seeds from his bag and offered to let the boggart have the half from under the ground this time.
"Deal!"
the boggart spat quickly. Then, once again, it sat back to watch Farmer Rob do all the hard work. First, Farmer Rob worked his back hard, digging lots of long, straight furrows all across the field. Next, Farmer Rob worked his legs hard, walking up and down to drop the seeds in the furrows. Then, Farmer Rob worked his hands hard, using a shovel to cover all the seeds with soil. Finally, Farmer Rob worked his shoulders hard, carrying bucket after bucket of water from the river to pour over the field. At last, Farmer Rob lay down beside the field for a rest. While he rests, would you like to know Grandma's advice number two on the subject of boggarts? Well, I don't have time to tell you now, because the boggart had once again decided it wouldn't wait for the seeds to grow naturally. Instead, it once again held its hands over the field and said,
"Acceleration germination!"
In less than a minute, all the seeds grew into hundreds of bushy bundles of bright green leaves. The boggart's hair was its normal colour now, and its eyes were back to being extra, extra wide. This time it was the boggart who quickly stepped forward, reminding Farmer Rob about their new deal. The boggart would take the half above the ground, and Farmer Rob would take the half below the ground. The boggart rubbed its hands together, then waved them at the scythe. Farmer Rob watched in amazement as the scythe quickly reaped all the leaves, without the boggart having to do a single ounce of hard work. Then, the boggart sat beside the field, ready to munch on its feast of thick and juicy leaves, while the villagers returned with their wheelbarrows to collect the roots from under the ground. Those roots turned out to be potatoes. Farmer Rob dug them out with his spade. The villagers of Mumby went off to their homes and back again and again, each time heaving a heavy harvest of potatoes. It was tough work, but most of them felt more pain in their bellies than in their legs or arms, because they were laughing with delight for the first time in ages. Meanwhile, the boggart took a huge mouthful of his leaves and instantly felt sick. He quickly spat it out, then rolled on the ground and clutched his aching stomach. Farmer Rob came over and told the boggart that it probably shouldn't eat those leaves. After all, potato leaves are poisonous. The boggart turned red with rage again, ready to rip Rob apart from eyelid to toenail. But it was also ill from the potato leaves, so could only sit and grow.
Ooh.
It began to wonder how it could get its own back on Farmer Rob. Ooh, while the boggart wonders what to do, would you like to know Grandma's advice number 2 on the subject of boggarts? Well, oh wait, I don't have time to tell you now, because the boggart didn't take that long to think. It said,
"All right, you've had your fun, but it ends now. I'm going away to rest, but while I'm gone, you need to plant another field full of food. I'll come back in the morning to make it grow, and then I'll take all the food from the left side, above and below. And if you share any of your side with the villagers, I'll steal it from them."
Before Farmer Rob could say anything, the boggart added,
"Deal! Deal, deal, deal! And if you don't plant the field ready for tomorrow, I'll eat you instead."
To find out if Farmer Rob can save the village of Mumby, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the adventures of Farmer Rob with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better. Tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!